The word says never to neglect the fellowship of the saints when we get together at his church, whether it's on the internet, whether it's at some camp, or whether it's physically at that congregation. We need to be getting together not only to fellowship, but for iron to sharp iron, and then also to get input, spiritual input, from people mandated to be our teachers. So once a week, we ask you, what did you hear at church this weekend, assuming you went, and then assuming that you listened, and that there was one point in the sermon that touched you, that challenged you, God used to speak to you. Now, we give you the opportunity, 30 seconds to a minute, to share that with the country so that we can learn from one another. So go ahead. Here's what you had to say.
Goeiemôre, Wynand en Janine. Pastor James en Franklin het vandag Sondag 'n pragtige boodskap gebring oor gebed en hoe mens bid. En hy baseer dit op die Onse Vader gebed, wat hy so pragtig verduidelik het hoe 'n mens daarmee te werk gaan. En dit het my siel baie ernstig geraak. En ons moet in hierdie tye baie ernstig bid. Baie dankie en seënde dag vir julle.
Morning family, I attend Hope Hills in Springs, and we had a guest preacher on the stage, and he was talking about us having to get to know our Bible, get to know the character of God, because when times are tough, we need to know that God is there. He never leaves us, even though we're writing the test. The teacher stands and watches. We have to write that test, and even if we go through hardships, he can't give us the answer. We have to go through that test, because that's what builds our character. And if people have lost loved ones, or you're going through a divorce, or financial difficulties, God knows everything that's going on in you. But we have to go through that test, and we as Christians, we just need to support people, not come up with corny sayings and they're on the lap of Jesus now and all these things. Just support them, because words aren't going to heal. Comfort is, and that's what we need to be. We need to be a comfort to fellow people. I love you guys. Be blessed.
Good morning, Wynand and Janine. Greg here from Alberton. Our sermon this weekend, yesterday, was on generosity, about tithing and offering, and how Pastor Bert Pretorius, our senior pastor, explained it nicely. He went through it, he explained the scripture in the book of Malachi 3 from verse 8 to 14, as well as the book of Matthew chapter 6, where they explain on tithing and offering. And he then at the end of the service demonstrated by using fruit exactly how it works. And he also said that if you don't give your 10% tithing, how the Lord does not bless you, and how basically it becomes cursed. And he said, you must not give because you are forced to give, but you must give with a cheerful and thanksgiving heart, and your barns will overflow and be blessed in abundance. And he said that he's not asking us as his congregation to now give another tithing at the end of the service, because he's not going to ask for that. You know, he said it in such a nice way that it actually came across that if you as a person don't want to give, God will send other people on that path to give their tithing. And he says, and if you don't have to give, God understands that. What a wonderful service. God bless all the radio pulpit listeners out there.
Ons dominee het 2 Kronieke 8 vers 13 gelees. En hy het gevra, hoekom bid jy? Baie antwoorde vir elke ou persoonlik, maar wat hy gesê het, wat vir my geweldig treffend was, dat ons kan God nie manipuleer met ons gebede nie. Ons moet dit ook nie probeer doen nie. En dit gaan nie oor die antwoord nie, maar oor die teenwoordigheid. Dit gaan nie daaroor dat ons van God antwoorde wil afsmeek of sy opinie en mening wil verander en God manipuleer om te doen wat ons vra nie. Dit gaan om in die teenwoordigheid van die almagtige God te verkeer. Want dit is wat vir ons krag gee en rigting om in die teenwoordigheid van God te wees.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit presenters and listeners.
our message on Sunday was that no matter what your denomination is, we are all Christians, we are all children of God, we all believe in Jesus. And so it doesn't matter what, whether you're a Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever, we're all Christians. We are not any, we're not different. We're not the chosen group of group church, but that's what it is. Thank you. Charlotte speaking. Bye.
Goeiemôre, Janine. Ja, ons het gister gelees uit Matteus 5, 8 en 10. Matteus 8 en 10. En het alles gegaan oor geloof en gehoorsaamheid. Wat nie smaking vaststeek het, hoe die pastoor vra. As ons kyk na die vrou wat aan bloedvloeiing gelei het. Vir 12 jaar het sy aan bloedvloeiing gelei. En skielik onthou sy van Jesus. Hoekom hardloop ons eers altyd na dokters en na ander mense toe, in plaas om dadelik na Jesus toe te gaan en direk vir Jesus te sê, Here, U is my krag, U is my alles. Dit het net so by my vaskom steek, hoeveel van ons sit daar en ons sê ons het geloof, maar waar is jou geloof regtig? Hoekom vertrou ons dit wat die wêreld vir ons sê en nie dit wat Jesus vir ons sê in sy woord nie? Shalom, sorry.
Môre, Wynand en Janine, al die kinders van die Here. Ons het ook 'n boodskap geluister, 'n kosbare boodskap. Ek het dit nog nooit so gelees nie. Ek het 'n heeltemal 'n ander opinie gehad of siening gehad van die woord betower. Toe Paulus vir die Galasiërs vra, toe hy nou weggegaan het, en hy vra vir hulle, wie het julle betower? So wie neem julle gedagtes gevange? En dis 'n vraag wat ons vir ons almal kan vra. Wie betower ons? Dat ons nie backslide nie, dat ons vashou aan Koning Jesus. Dit was vir my kosbaar. Shalom.
Môre, Wynand en Janine, ja, ons het gister 'n wonderlike woord gehad. Ons pastoor het gepraat oor die wendpaal wat voor is. Het jy al tou opgegooi? Het jy al moedeloos geraak? Het jy handdoek ingegooi? Kan jy nie meer verder nie, maar God sê vanmôre vir jou, moenie die handdoek ingooi nie. Hardloop om die wendpaal te behaal. Die Here is op die troon. Hy wil jou deedra tot by die wendpaal. Hou net vas aan hom. Hy is in beheer. Hy is in beheer van jou lewe. God leef. Hy het opgestaan. En hy sê vanmôre, moenie agterbly nie. Moenie moedeloos gaan sit langs die pad nie. Hou aan hardloop. Die wendpaal is naby. Die einde is in sig. Hou jy vas aan die Here. Dit was 'n awesome woord en dit gee vir 'n mens net weer krag en om net te weet ek moet aanhou hardloop. Ek moenie gaan sit nie want God is in daarvoor by die wendpaal en ons moet vashou. Lieflike dag vir julle twee en mooi bly. Tata hoor, bye.
Môre Wynand en Janine. Dit is Tuanda wat praat. Ek wil maar net laat weet dat ons dominee verder gegaan het met ons reeks uit Openbaring. En wat vir my so uitgestaan het is die 104 uit oor die getalle gepraat en die merk wat in Openbaring 7 en in Openbaring 14 van gepraat word of waar dit vandaan kom. En wat vir my so uitgestaan, so wonderlik was is 144.000 is net 'n getal om te sê dat almal wat God in die ou antieke tyd moes merk om te sê die mense behoort aan hom. Hulle is deel van daai getal van mense wat saam met hom gaan wees eendag. Dit was my so wonderlik want ek weet ek het iets om na uit te sien. In daai jare moes ons gemerk gewees het, moes die Romeinse mense of God se mense was, moes hy merk. Maar soos ek dit verstaan het, ek mag dalk my feite verkeerd hê. Maar ek weet net dat God ons ook nou gekies het en gemerk het as syne. En dit maak die groot verskil.
Goeiemôre, het LFCC het ons van die oggend gehoor van hoe die Aleph Taf gecrucified was, wat God se woord is, Sabbat, of wat eindig met AT, is die Aleph Taf, dis the day of the Lord, en hoe ons God eer, en aan die aand het ons gepraat oor the mark of the beast, hoe samenleving soos die Amazon River verskillende strome het, en hoe die samenleving saamvloei in verskillende rigtings of verskillende areas saamvloei in een stroom en totdat die mark of the beast dan uiteindelik uitkom. So dit was net om net te bewus te wees van wat aangaan in die samelewing en hoe ons ons persoonlike sekuriteit ook ernstig moet opvat en dat ons regtig gaan weet dat we are blessed and God is our protector.
Good morning, friends at Radio Pulpit and friends listening to Radio Pulpit. Our message yesterday was from the book of Ruth, and it was about the point that Ruth never gave up on Naomi. She supported her, she went to foreign land where she was a foreigner, she looked after Naomi, and that's the message of God. And God is saying He never gives up on us, just like Ruth never gave up on Naomi. God never gives up on us. He said to Joshua, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. And that is what He does. And He wants us not to give up on ourselves as well, and not to give up on other people, because He never gives up on us. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.